Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 21 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. And we've had just about enough of patience, right? So we are moving on to the next paramita, which is joyful effort, sometimes translated as energy or exertion. I like joyful effort. Sounds more fun. So, before we start talking about all the different aspects of joyful effort or energy, I wanted to sort of circle back around to the why or our motivation. What are we using our energy for? Because we're not trying to just throw out energy randomly. So connecting back to this idea of developing the things that help us to move towards liberation and well-being, a sense of freedom and well-being in our lives. And that's well-being in the big picture, in the sense that when we work for our own well-being, it ripples out and helps everyone, actually, or others. So it's not the small kind of working for ourselves. And I was thinking about this morning, and I was thinking about this quote from Pema Chodron, and she says, being kind to ourselves is not about going back for the second piece of chocolate cake. So there's sort of short-term working for ourselves, and then there's the long-term working for ourselves, the long-term of looking at our general well-being, and also that's the kind of well-being that allows us to be present and active and engaged in our lives and in the world and with others. So I want to invite you today to circle back around to those things which work to help you feel free and work to support your well-being in that big sense of being able to be present, engaged, and awake in your life so that we can be present and awake for other people. And letting that motivation be the ground of your practice today. So shifting towards our formal practice, taking your seat, connecting with that sense of ground, that sense of having a purpose that benefits you, but also benefits others. So it's me and others, that sense of me and, not either or, but me and. How can we be present and available for me and? So taking a grounded seat, feeling your feet on the floor, seat on the seat, the weight of the body just resting here. And then from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid. Connecting to your natural human dignity and worthiness. Being for ourselves so that we can also be for others. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front. That sense of care for ourselves and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.